Bloomsday. I've been wondering what I could do to help join in the celebration of it. James Joyce, certainly Ireland's greatest novelist, greatest writer. Am I sticking my neck out when I say that? I don't feel like it, but I won't pretend to be a Joyce scholar or very knowledgeable about Joyce, but this year I have, for example, helped fund the development of an app called Joyce Way, I think it's called, or Joyce Walk, or if you go into the App Store you can find it. But I want to tell a story about James Joyce for Bloomsday, and it's about the one and only time that James Joyce met Proust. Now, Marcel Proust is one of my favourite writers, wrote practically the longest novel ever written, and in May of 1922 in Paris, there was a meeting. And it was an amazing meeting. It was one of these dinner parties. You know, if you were to say, who would you gather around a table? Well, I'll tell you who was around this table. Just imagine this. There was Joyce, Proust, Picasso, Stravinsky, Diaghilev. Now, there were others as well, I think. But these people, I have the book upstairs in my bedroom by Richard Davenport Hines. The book is called A Night in the Majestic, which is actually the story of this meal. They were all gathered together by a British writer and his wife, Sidney Schiff, and his wife Violet. And it was all after the premiere of Stravinsky's ballet Le Renard. And that was performed by Diaghilev's troupe. Now, look, I'm needing help to tell you this story, so I'm sitting here in my office, delving back into a January 2006 article by Alice Jones in a newspaper. Yeah, I've gone back to The Independent in 2006 for this. But I do know about this meal because I just think it's a wonderful idea that Joyce and Proust would meet. Now, what actually happened is that they didn't get on at all. Absolutely awful, you know. And these people met at the meal and they clashed in personality. Absolutely clashed. The hotel was an incredibly sumptuous place. You know, they were in a place called the Majestic, and the Ritz in Paris wasn't suitable because they wouldn't allow music to be played after 12:30 a.m. Now, Proust probably got out of bed. Having spent the day in bed, he was a huge hypochondriac, by the way, and Diaghilev was in charge there. Apparently, Picasso got involved and all of that. And they drank a load of champagne and stuff like that. And I think Joyce eventually arrived in. Now, they were already well and truly drunk at this stage. Joyce arrived pissed, basically, well and truly pissed. And he was terribly nervous. Now, Joyce was not a terribly self-confident guy, and he wasn't an extrovert, and he basically, you know, wouldn't normally have gone to such a thing, I think. But the people were actually drinking coffee when Joyce arrived. Now, the people who were hosting the party were utterly thrilled, but it went on until 2:30 in the morning. And there's a quote in the book that says, a small, dapper figure, clad in exquisite black and white kid gloves, entered with an insinuating air. Marcel Proust had arrived. Yeah, Proust didn't actually go out until late in the night. So Proust, he was a recluse at this stage. He never ever mixed with people. It was his first time he'd been out in a fortnight. He had been too ill to socialise until, I quote now from the article, scorching his throat with a hefty dose of adrenaline, taken ironically to give him strength for dinner with the shifts. Anyway, the book covers, I can't remember the details now, I read it quite a long time ago, but I discover, you know, it's kind of you drop into conversations and you say, right, do you know that Proust and Joyce once met? because you know that they met. You think everybody else knows they met. And I bet you not all of you know that Proust met Joyce, you know. And what else can I tell you about Joyce? I think there was a clash over getting into a taxi or going home, you know. Let me just read down through this for a second and see if I can come up with anything that would actually... there's a quote here from Joyce. Here it is. I'm going to quote from the article. The meeting of the two modernist minds was by far the most eagerly anticipated of the evening. And as a result, there are varying accounts of the exchange between Proust and Joyce. Well, Davenport Hines, as the guy who wrote the book, said that conversation with Joyce was often difficult. As you might expect from the author of Ulysses, it was, quote, dislocated, muddled, and absurd. I love that. I love people whose conversation is dislocated, muddled, and absurd. I mean, the more individual and idiosyncratic the conversation, the more attractive it is to me, and probably to you too. Anyway, what else? Apparently, two of them claimed they hadn't read each other's work. They talked about their illnesses, and they argued a bit over acquaintances. And Joyce is quoted as having said, quote, our talk consisted solely of the word no. Proust asked me if I knew the Duc de so-and-so. I said, no. Our hostess asked Proust if he had read such and such a piece of Ulysses. Proust said, no. And so on. The situation was impossible. That's Joyce's report on the meeting. Now, the writer of the book, on the other hand, suggests that Joyce was a bit jealous of Proust. And this is what the author has to say. In Paris and London at that time, critics were saying, Proust is our greatest living novelist. The only rival he's got is James Joyce. Being second best for Joyce is absolutely intolerable and is aggravated by the fact that the Schiffs are obsessed with Proust and must have made it very clear to Joyce that Proust was number one. The situation gets worse and worse at the meal. Joyce, in the end, forced himself into Proust's taxi, opened the window, and this is the big rub. And what did Joyce do? He opened the window of Proust's taxi. Now imagine you've got a hypochondriac, right? He's absolutely finicky to the ninepins. And he lit a cigarette. Joyce lit a cigarette in Proust's taxi. Oh my God, I'd love to have been there. Well, basically, Schiff snatched the cigarette away from Joyce, slammed the window shut. Then Proust asked his taxi to take Joyce home rather than inviting him in. And then 6 months later, Proust died. So basically, what happened next? Well, I suppose the next occasion, really, when Joyce met Proust was when Joyce, Diaghilev and Mayakovsky and Cocteau lined the streets of Paris in mourning for Proust. And this is what the writer of the novel, of the story, really, of that meal said. He sacrificed, this is about Proust, he sacrificed his life in order to have clean proofs. It's the absolute self-abnegation of the man to his art, and it was seen as that by everyone. So imagine, those were the days when Stravinsky, Picasso, Diaghilev and Joyce, all together in Paris. I mean, wow. In case you're interested in that book, I got a remainder copy somewhere. It was published back in 2006, Faber and Faber. You can probably get a remainder copy. But anyway, good old James Joyce. Terrific guy. Today is his day. Bye.